Hey folks, I'm Colin Gray and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft. This is the series on creating a peerless podcasting website, so that's creating a great home for your podcast on the web. Yesterday we were talking security, so we covered all of the things that can happen to your WordPress website because of some of the vulnerabilities that can be found from time to time. But we talked about all the ways that you can close those gaps, make sure you're safe. So pop back, have a listen to that if you haven't already. If you have, obviously, thanks very much for being a continuous listener, popping back today after that. I mentioned that we're going to be looking today at error pages. Now, error pages are obviously seen generally as a negative. So somebody pops onto your website, they try to find something, but they get an error. And by an error, I'm really talking about a 404 error. Now, 404 errors arise when somebody types in a web address or they go to a link where that page has actually disappeared. So they go to a link which actually doesn't exist on your website anymore. And that's when a 404 error pops up. You've no doubt seen them around the web from time to time. It happens. People change the structure of their websites. They delete pages. They change the names of pages. But other things around the web, whether it's on their own site or an external site, might be still linking to that old page. So it's quite often that you'll find 404s around your website somewhere. Now, as I said, that can be a negative because people can't find what they're looking for. But the last thing you want to do is to show a default 404 page, which essentially says, oh, whoops, we can't find what you're looking for. Never mind. And that's it. What you want to do is have a custom 404 page that then says, oh, sorry, you can't find what you're looking for, but hey, go and have a look at this. So that's what we're going to look at today, how to do that within WordPress, how to create that custom 404 page that means that people who can't find what they're looking for will find something. They'll browse around, they'll use our content, they might find some cool stuff that you've written, you've recorded, and they'll become loyal listeners and loyal fans in future. So let's go through this properly. 404 pages, generally, by default on WordPress, will show, the default will depend on your theme. So what you could do, just to see what happens, is pop over to your website, type in yourdomain.com/, and then a random series of characters, hit return, and then you'll see the 404 error pop up. Now, some themes, at best, it will show just a list of recent posts. So one of my themes actually does that by default. It shows, oh, here's the recent posts. We can't find what you're looking for, but here's recent things that have been written. That's not terrible. So the person might at least click on some of them, relies on them seeing a headline that appeals to them. So that's not awful, not too bad. Other themes that I've used, though, are a lot worse, and they might just say, sorry, we can't find what you're looking for, 404 error, and that's it. So it doesn't show you anything further. Some in between can be that they show a search box. For example, I've got one theme that actually just pops up with a search box by default. And at least somebody can then type in the name of the resource they were looking for, and they might still be able to find it. What we want to do, though, is create a custom 404 page that actually it lets them search what we're looking for, it shows some great posts, and it directs them to other materials. So let's have a look at how that works. The most basic way to do it is actually to just create a page within your WordPress theme called 404.php, and that's in numbers. So the number is 404.php. Now, that's quite good for security, obviously. It's quite good for keeping your website nice and lean because you're not installing another plugin to do this. You're actually just creating a page manually within your theme. The problem is, obviously, that you need to know how to code a little to make this work. So you need to be able to get into your website server, you need to be able to create that page, and then you need to know what code to put on there to make it actually do something. So it's not practical for a lot of people. But just to let you know, if you can do that, then that's a good approach to take because you can, like I say, it keeps it lean. You're not adding extra plugins. Very simple and very easy if you know how to do it. But if you can't, then obviously you want to use a plugin. You want something that's going to help you to do this automatically. Now, the one that I use is called Custom 404 Plugin. So you can search for that in the WordPress plugins directory. Just go into your plugins section within your WordPress dashboard, type in custom 404 plugin. That's the one I have on a few different websites that I run just now. It's really handy. It's very simple. All it does is it adds a setting to the reading part of your settings. So if you go into WordPress and then you go to settings and then reading, in there it now has an option that says what page do you want to use for your 404 error page. All you do is you create a new page within WordPress, which is simply your 404 page, and then you choose that in that setting. So on that page, you can put anything. You just create it very much the same as any other page on your website. So you can make it along the same formatting style. You can have the same sidebars. You can have all your normal navigation and all your normal widgets. But what I would recommend is have maybe a few of the following things on it. So this is what you maybe want to put on a 404 page. Firstly, I think you should have a start here. So a lot of websites these days are doing a start here type of area. So they'll have a link that says, new to this website, start here. Click that start here button and it'll essentially introduce that user to the website. That'll take you through some of the most popular posts. So the stuff that you know on your website is really valuable. You know what is on your site that really grabs people, that really turns people into long-term readers. You know what you've written that is really good stuff that'll really convert somebody from a one-time visitor into a long-term reader. So you want that kind of thing on your 404 page. Because actually, one of the most common reasons that somebody gets a 404 is because they'll come from an external website to your site from a link. And basically, you'll have changed things around, you've edited your site, you've upgraded it, whatever, and that link's no longer valid. So that's probably the most common reason that somebody gets a 404. Somebody that doesn't really know your website is coming there from elsewhere. So this is you catering to those new readers. So best posts, most popular stuff, most engaging things. Related to that, you could have, and I would recommend having, a mailing list opt-in. So have a widget on this page which lets people opt into your mailing list. Make sure you're offering something really valuable to encourage them to do that now, because if they're a new reader, they're not going to give away their details just willy-nilly. They want something in return. So make sure you've got your lead magnet. So whatever it is that you give away to get people to sign up to your mailing list, whether it's a massive report, an ebook, or just like a top 10 resources, something that really encourages people to sign up, have that on your 404 page as well. So that's the two things catering to your new people that have just found your website brand new. They're going to find your valuable content and then they're going to take your report, your lead magnet, and they're going to opt into your mailing list as well. To cater to the other type of people, so people that do know your website, they have been there before, they've tried to find something, maybe they thought they remembered the web address, they tried to type it in, but they got it a little bit wrong. Maybe you have some out-of-date links on a post on your website, they've tried to click through from there to another page, but they know you a little bit. A good thing to include for that type of person is a search box. So do include a search box on your 404 page and say, if you do know what you're looking for, type in the title of the post here and it'll pop up. So you let those people find what they're looking for through search. The final thing that I would recommend putting on is categories. So I actually just have a bit at the bottom saying, if you don't know exactly what it's called, you don't know exactly what the resource you're looking for is named on the website, then here are the categories. Maybe you can find what you're looking for there. Here's what I normally write about. And you'll have a list of your categories and let people click through and try and navigate through your website, find the stuff they're looking for that way. So you're looking to cater to both of those types of readers. You're looking to cater to your existing readers that know you already, and you're looking to cater to those people that are new to your website and really grab them in, turn them into long-term readers. That's what your 404 page is for. So, task for today, download the custom 404 plugin, install it on your website, and create yourself a new 404 page. I'd love to have a look at it, so pop over to podcraft.net/318. And that'll take you to the show notes for today's episode. It'll give you all the resources, as usual, but it'll also let you put in a comment. And I'd love it if you popped in a comment with a link to your 404 page. So just give me a link to your website, and I can type in that and then a random string of characters after it, and I'll find your 404 page. And I'd love to give you some comments on it. I'd love to see what you've included, or even just put in the comment what type of stuff you've included on that 404 page and why you did so. If you have some extra stuff beyond what I've mentioned today, I'd love to hear any extra tips you have on how to create a great one. Okay, so that's it for today. That ties up the 404 error page. Thanks again for listening to the series. As always, I hope you're getting a lot from it and you're nearly finished on your journey to creating a peerless podcasting website. We've only got 2 more episodes to go before we finish the 20-part series. So I hope you join me for the penultimate one tomorrow, the next episode. I'll talk to you then.